That's scary.
Yeah.
Is this
good evening?
New.
I'd like to call to order this regular meeting
no?
of the Amherst
okay,
Recreation and Park District on this beautiful Thursday, March 12th, 2020. Call the roll, please.
Yes. Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Let the record show Director Hoagland and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Okay. Thank you for that. Will you please rise and join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, May. Do I have a second?
I second that motion.
Thank you, directors. Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent calendar.
I second. Thank you, directors.
Oh. Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
And let the record show Director Hoagland and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Thank you. We do not have any presentations this evening. Our wonderful general manager is down south at a conference with our other two wonderful board members. So we move on to legal counsel reports, which we have none. So now we're at public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the board of directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair.
We have something.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Please.
Did you? I'm like, oh,
you.
I saw that.
Yes.
Mrs. Cisneros, welcome.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. I want to say thank you again to the board for your time and your consideration just for hearing me tonight. I was going to introduce myself, but I'll introduce myself. My name is Jasmine Cisneros, and I volunteer for the Amherst Community Garden in a community outreach specialist capacity. I've been working with hard with partners to establish community. One of the big partners that I was working with was Champions for Change.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the Contra Costa Health Services Department. One specialist I was working with in particular, her name was Gwen White. She was always here. She was always...
Gwen White.
Yeah. She was always here. She was always creating fresh mint water and fresh lemon water. Things that we could take directly from our garden and presenting it to our seniors. Mm-hmm. She had such an outgoing personality. Her soul was beautiful, her laugh was joyful, and she was such a gentle, loving, and caring person. Unfortunately, she has passed.
Was it expected?
No.
Ooh.
Very unexpected. I expected to see her in a meeting last Monday.
Oh.
And we got that news. So.
Oh, sad.
I just wanted to inform the board that one of our caring partners, and I really mean she did care about Ambrose and brought that to Contra Costa Health Services, she didn't pass on.
Yes, she's done.
Yeah. So she was the one that taught me everything about grant writing.
Tell me her name again.
Gwen White.
I think I remember her.
Yeah, I do too.
And there's definitely pictures of her with Ava.
Yes.
In the grand reopening. And
yeah, I was going to say, that's where I remember meeting her, at the grand reopening.
Yes. Such a sweet lady.
That's a bummer.
Yes.
We need all the good ones we can get.
That's it. So, you know, and continuing her efforts in touching as many people as she did, because she truly did touch hearts. I just want to talk about the things that I've done over the last 3 years. I've had the opportunity to network and meet all sorts of groups who are interested in a collaborative project, including the community garden. These partners saw the vision that I had. and worked with me, teaching me everything that they knew to secure grants for the garden. This is how I was able to win $5,000 for Ambrose, which is more than the annual garden budget, don't quote me, and was able to give that all back to the community.
Was that from Keller?
That was from Keller and from Los McDonald's as
nice.
Well.
Yeah.
We hosted classes and founded the Little Sprouts Garden Club and hosted weekly harvest days, which no other garden is doing in Contra Costa County. Everybody is working on an individual garden basis. So it's great to see that Ambrose is a model and a pioneer of its type. I've come to this board over the last 3 years asking for support. I've experienced an entire pregnancy in the garden, as you all know, and continued working my butt off, coming here every day at 6 in the morning. No one would even look at me because they thought that I was homeless. Sometimes being the only one who believes in this vision of the garden can be exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
I hosted events and invited the board out, which you guys were able to attend the garden reopening, which I really do appreciate. And representatives across the district were able to come and support the development of the garden as well. At this point, positive reinforcement is so needed and great, but the Little Sprouts Garden Club and Community Garden needs specific support. I've outlined the support I need in a couple of different ways, which would be trash management, fence maintenance, and fence security. And so that's all I have to do.
Can you repeat those last three things?
Yes, ma'am. That's gonna be trash management, fence maintenance, and water security.
Have you talked to our general manager?
I have spoken to him. I know that his capacity, I mean, he's over everything right now. So I just need a little bit more guidance on who to look to. He's giving me Alfredo to look to for water, and he has pointed me to Lori for the fence maintenance. The trash management is really the area that I'm looking to secure. I did work with Jessica, and we were able to, at the garden budget, secure a debris box for a cleanup that I'll be doing with the teens tomorrow. So those are the types of things that I am still trying to push, still moving forward. I just need a little bit more technical support, if possible.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, under public comments, I just can't make a
I know.
Lot more. But
I know.
You stopped a bit way before us, but just to make sure, maybe what we need to do is agendize this or something. If you feel like you're not getting what you need, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
for
you
coming.
For seeing me tonight. Appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Wonderful. You're doing really great work.
Thank you,
Chair. Before I forget, I would like to end our meeting.
Yeah.
In the name of Gwen White.
I'll do that. Yeah. We don't have any board matters, no public hearing, no closed session. Do we have any reports from our board members?
No reports, but I did want to say, I wanted to remind the board members that we have a free webinar from CSDA that will expire on March 15.
Yep.
And I just signed up, so it's free.
Yeah.
And I think we all need to take it. It's the ethics training that Jessica sent through email.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So just oh, she already got it. Good.
I got yours too.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. And in honor of Gwen White, we would like to close this evening's meeting. And it's always really sad to see one of the really good ones go. And hopefully we can muster enough enthusiasm and do her proud from this day forward. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Move.
Thank
Aye.
You. I wanted to-